Yeah, we're having a heat wave, and we can sing songs about it and make jokes about it. There's not too much that's really funny about it. Like it or not, it's here, and we're going to find out the next couple of days just how hot it's really going to get. KTAR senior reporter Jim Cross is following the weather, joins us now. And you've mentioned this. This is kind of unusual. We get triple digits in May, but not quite like this.
Not quite like this. Late June, early July, when we usually see an average of what we're going to see, we're usually running about 98 degrees this time of year. We're looking at 108 tomorrow, 109, possibly 110 on Thursday. Friday's a lock, 111. Saturday, 110. And if we string 3 days of 110 together, that would be the first time that's ever happened in May in Phoenix.
You can stop now. You can stop now.
Sorry. Don't blame the messenger.
That's right. Yeah, we have to remind ourselves of that. Yeah.
Well, at least people will be staying home because they want to stay out of the heat. So hopefully that'll stop the spread of the coronavirus maybe, right?
Well, we're certainly
self-isolating.
Yeah. That's a different form of it for this summer. We're not alone. Tucson's going to be warmer than usual. Las Vegas could see some of the hottest temperatures they've ever seen in May. Arizona's high country, including Flagstaff, 10 to 15 degrees above normal. So this is a big heat wave. Pretty much blankets Arizona. It covers in New Mexico, parts of Texas, too.
The other thing that comes to mind is a lot of people have been encouraged to get out and exercise, even if they're in a stay-at-home situation. And we know that people like to hike. But this weather, there's a couple of things. You shouldn't do it in this heat.
Yeah.
And among other things, it's obviously posed a safety threat, but it also puts a strain on first responders.
Absolutely. And I can't tell you how many times we've seen emails and texts recently of mountain rescues around the valley, and this wasn't even close to having these kind of temperatures. So they'll probably be busy again because you have daredevils out there that just, they don't care. They say they hydrate, they go up on the mountains. You know, do it early if you have to, or late in the evening, but this is not the kind of heat you want to toy with.
No, and even though we say it's a dry heat, it's still very intense. Obviously, the excessive heat warning's in effect through Friday, and when we use the term cool down, number one, can we expect one that's really noticeable? And we have to remember that's a term that's a very relative.
Yeah, we're looking probably, if you can call it a cool down, we'll be back in the lower 100s next week. Yeah, that heat warning up now through Saturday, and they're looking at extending it and possibly will be extended to Sunday because they're around 109 on Sunday, but that should be the end of the excessive heat warning Sunday at the latest, and then we, you know, I guess, like I said, if you can call it a cool down, next week back to around 100.
Yeah, and forget about that. It's a dry heat. It's just hot.
Yeah, it is.
Hot.
There is a level where dry heat or not, it just gets uncomfortable, and we're probably going to be there the next couple of days. So,
yep. Dress appropriately and drink lots of water.
Absolutely. KTAR senior reporter Jim Cross, we appreciate you joining us.